Okay, we are now joined by the winner of today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, John Hunter Nemechek. Congratulations, John Hunter. We'll open it up right to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. We'll start over here in the middle to Dominic. Dominic, could you raise your hand? There you go.
Dominic Otto, going with the Racing Experts. 10 wins now, 43rd all-time on the Xfinity Series wins list. But more importantly, what does that mean to you to hit 10 victories, double-digit wins in this series?
It's big. Man, I love winning. I love winning races. But to be able to win 10 Xfinity races is pretty big accomplishment. I really enjoy being able to race in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. These cars are so fun to drive. Toyota's GR Supras are really fast. So, man, it's a lot of fun, but it means a lot.
You're going to remember most about this victory.
It's Vegas. What is there not to remember about Las Vegas? But there's a lot of first-time winners on this NASCAR Xfinity Series team at Joe Gibbs Racing. Crew chief, one of our engineers, spotter, I think truck driver as well. All their first NASCAR Xfinity Series wins in their roles. So it's pretty cool to have such a young group, inexperienced group, I would say, as far as their roles go, and to be able to come out here and win a race. It was a hard-fought day, that's for sure.
Go over here.
John, hey, Ragira, UNLV Rebel Report. You mentioned to me earlier that you love this track and its characteristics, and safe to say you went out and backed up your own opinion a couple hours later. So what is special about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for you?
Las Vegas, I've always run really well here. Don't really know why. I guess it just suits my driving style, but we've always been super fast here. Won here in a truck, now the Xfinity car. It's been some great accomplishments here at Las Vegas. But the characteristics of this racetrack, being able to move around, run the bottom, run the middle, run up next to the fence. I didn't get there today, but being able to have multiple grooves and then the bumps and one and two, the wind, just so many different characteristics play into the racetrack here. And you do have to have a really good race car, but a driver can make a pretty big difference here as well. And I enjoy drivers' racetracks where you can get up on the wheel and get things done.
I know the focus shifts over to tomorrow's Cup race, so does that mean the celebrations are going to be a bit lighter tonight?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to leave here, probably go grab some dinner and end up studying some SMT for tomorrow and trying to get ready for tomorrow's Cup race.
Go over here and then to Lee.
Hi, John. Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. This was a show between you and Chandler all day long, going back and forth. At what point were you sensing that you had a shot at this, especially since you had to get past Josh Williams in the last 11 laps and seal the win?
When the truck rolled in the racetrack 2 days ago, I knew that we had a shot. I feel really good about this whole 20 team. Being able to come here to Las Vegas, it suits Joe Gibbs Racing very well. Feel like it suits my driving style really well. We were an okay car all day. I wouldn't say that we were the best car all day, but Tyler, Grayson, everyone on the 20 team continued to work really hard, and we made all the right adjustments throughout the race on all of our pit stops. And stage three, our Toyota GR Supra came alive. It took off, and we were able to execute really well on pit road. Pit crew did really well. Just fabulous day, no mistakes, and continued to get better all day.
Is it just a matter of staying on your adjustments and not overdoing it, overthinking it?
I needed more, so we didn't go far enough. But we definitely went in the right direction today, that is for sure.
Go to Lee.
Yep. Lee Spencer, CatchFriends.com and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Curious about the pit stops. You really seem to get an advantage on pit road. How solid is the 20 pit crew?
Yeah, the 20 pit crew is really solid. I think it's pretty much all the same guys that I had last year. on the Xfinity car, and I want to say most of them were on the 54 from Ty the year before that. Solid group of guys. Most of them are veterans in the sport. They've been around for quite a few years. I think there's one new face on the pit crew total this year. So same group, and being able to have that same group together that have been together for multiple years says a lot. Team chemistry is everything, and they got it done last night in the truck race with Taylor Gray and then myself today as well.
And are you learning anything on Saturday that you can take into Sunday's races at all, since the cars are so different?
Yeah, the cars are different, but I do think that just being out here, being able to race, being able to put myself in different positions and restarts, pit road, just reps at everything. I'm going to the cup level where a lot of these guys have a ton more experience and have a ton more years under their belt than I do. So for me as a driver, I really enjoy racing. I really enjoy being able to run in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and being able to run in both. I wish I could run in all three every weekend, Lee.
We'll go back there and then up to Bob.
Brian Mabes, Xfinity Racing. Xfinity Series drivers who win stage one and two are one for their last nine in winning the race. You are the one who won it in Kansas. What makes these races so hard to finish off?
Man, that's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that, to be honest. I feel that as the race continues to play out, you got to stay on top of adjustments. You got to keep pushing the envelope with your race car, and whoever adjusts the best throughout the race is normally the one who ends up winning the race at the end, or whoever executes and doesn't make mistakes. Chandler, as a JGR teammate, was really fast in stage one and stage two, and for myself, I knew where I lacked. I knew what I needed the car to do, but I couldn't get it to do that. So luckily, we were able to take a swing at it and got it a lot better than we were in stage one and stage two, even though we were still fast, and we were able to get the lead there in stage three and really drive away. Hats off to the whole 20 team for continuing to work on this thing since we showed up yesterday and made a lot of good adjustments over the last couple of days.
Go up here to Bob.
Finally, Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Are you doing, obviously with Legacy kind of a little bit rebuilding and the switch, are you doing these races for confidence purposes? Are you doing these races so that if the Cup side takes a little bit longer to come to fruition, that you're showing what you can do?
For me, I enjoy racing. I enjoy racing every time that I get the opportunity to. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a confidence booster, right? And if we don't run great right off the bat at Legacy Motor Club, then if we're over here winning races on Saturday, it keeps my confidence up for sure. I wouldn't say that that's the reason, right, of why I'm doing these Xfinity races, but I really just enjoy racing, being able to come and run in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and be in competitive equipment on Saturday to have the shot to win every time I go out is something truly special. Not a lot of drivers get a shot like this, and for myself to be able to be in those shoes and to be able to capitalize on it is huge. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a confidence booster, but that's not the reason behind running them.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Obviously, everybody was concerned about the wind today. We didn't have a lot of cautions. Were you surprised at how like calm the race was, considering what the predictions were, and how do you carry? Will help you tomorrow? What you did on the track today?
I was glad it was calm. We didn't have a caution that whole last run. It was great, man. It was the wind definitely was tricky. I don't really know another word other than to say tricky. Some laps it was really easy to hit the bottom in 3 and 4, and other laps it was super easy to miss it. It all depended on what gust of wind you got at what time. But that's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it fun. One guy will miss the bottom, and the guy behind him can make up 6 car lengths just from being out of the groove. So there were cars running the fence today. There was cars running the middle. There was cars running the bottom. So I guess the wind didn't affect them too much per se. So I think everyone thought that with how strong the winds were, it was definitely going to be more treacherous than it was. And luckily it wasn't. Yep.
Any final questions for John Hunter? Wrap it up here in the front with Chris.
Chris Knight, GetSense.com. John, John Hunter, I was just curious what it means to you to get your spotter and your crew chief their first Xfinity Series victory.
Yeah, it did. Man, it means a lot. To be able to get them their first NASCAR Xfinity Series victory is huge. Tyler coming down from the cup level from Seabell's engineer last year was huge. We knew that he was going to be really talented. I think everyone at JGR knew that, and it definitely has showed today. Ryan, my spotter, heck, he turned 21 on Tuesday. It's kind of crazy having a spotter that's 5 years younger than me. So that's pretty interesting, but he's done a great job so far, his first full-time season in NASCAR. So giving him a shot, and it's definitely worked out so far so good. So hopefully we can repeat tomorrow. It's going to be a tough task, but it means a lot to me. Yep. I'll be back for Phoenix and Coda. Thanks.
Okay, John Hunter, congratulations on the win, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.